This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radios, definitely in a full swing. As you know, man, you've tuned into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And this week, we're taking a closer look at the Jator T2 IDM, the plug-in hybrid SUV that's turning heads with its rugged Defender-inspired style. Right now, our resident motoring journalist, Pushuman Naidu, shares his driving impressions, whether it lives up to the hype, and clears the air around the payload controversy that has everyone talking. As always, we'll wrap things up with our motoring tip of the week, and he will hit us up with his hot jam just to get us into the weekend. He's on the line right now. Pushuman, welcome back. How are you doing?
Hello, congrats. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
I'm great, man. I'm such a terrible host. I didn't even check on you if you arrived safe last week, man.
No, I was fantastic, man. I'm sorry. I should have actually let you guys know. But you know what? I went home straight and I rested, man. I was just tired as hell.
Were you driving 80 again, Pushuman?
I was driving at 100.
All right. Terrible, but not as bad, right?
True.
So let's jump straight into it, man. Before we get into the details, I mean, does the T2, have that road presence to match its bold style?
You know what? Indeed it does. Some people say it looks like a Land Rover Defender, and obviously that statement is a bit out there. They're mechanically obviously different, but from its styling perspective, it looks very bold. Our test unit came in white with black wheels, so it looked quite nice in the metal, but I think there was a few things that didn't tickle my fancy, which I'll share just now.
Oh, okay. Now, what's the cabin like? I mean, how does the T2, IDM drive both around town and on the open road?
So, surprisingly, the cabin is very spacious, very cozy, very techy, not overly dramatic. There's a crisp entertainment screen, few physical buttons that are thrown at you, and just overall, from all of the Chinese cars I've driven, the cabin seems to be one of the better ones out there. Driving it, I think I found it to be very lumpy around the town. Standing off, when you take off, it's a bit lumpy, it's a bit laggy at certain times. And, of course, since I was a plug-in hybrid, there's plenty of VUMA, so to say, about 265 kilowatts. Fuel efficient, Jator claims 1.3 liters per 100 kilometers, but I got realistically around 6 to 6.7, so it's not bad to say the least there.
No, it's really not. Now, the Jator, the T2 made history by becoming the first Chinese vehicle to win the 2026 South African Car of the Year, beating the Volkswagen Golf into second place. And now, in your opinion, was it the deserving winner, Pushuman?
You know what, I think, honestly, I don't think so, King Bash. I think because of the payload controversy that has happened recently, and according to Times Live as well, I read that story. It was quite a big story about it. And the Jator IDM, the car I had, the payload is 300 kgs. And if you look at rivals like the GWM Tank 300, it's 610, almost double. And even a Polo Vivo is 467. So, personally, does it matter? Why does this matter? Well, if a vehicle is overloaded and something goes wrong, it could potentially have repercussions for your insurance, warranty, and just most importantly, the safety. So I think with it winning Car of the Year, I think consumers were probably at crossroads between, oh, it won, but also here's what's happening realistically. And the Car of the Year jury, apparently, in the story for Times last year, they said they were unable to properly evaluate the off-roading capability of the car because of heavy rainstorm at the racetrack. And they say that it wasn't assessed with regards to the towing capability. So, of course, given the whole spiel of technology, design, and innovation, I think it's safe to say, I do have mixed feelings. I think the Golf is a bit more of a sturdier boat, and, of course, it has more reputation, more lineage of solid engineering.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, we've touched base on this, but there's been, plenty of discussion around the T2's payload. Now, can you explain what the payload figure actually means and whether buyers should be concerned?
So, payload is the maximum weight a vehicle can legally carry, including passengers, luggage, accessories, and any cargo. It's calculated by subtracting the vehicle's curb weight from its gross vehicle mass. So, in plain terms, if you exceed your payload number on paper, it can negatively affect braking, handling, suspension, wear and tear. And, of course, until that gets illegal, to actually have a vehicle that does it. And most importantly, the car, you know, since it's marketed as a car that has that rugged appeal, lifestyle SUV, family SUV, people are realistically going to exceed this capacity. I'm not to alarm the listeners out there, but, you know, if you have five people in the car, luggage, maybe your tent and a family dog, you know, you can realistically reach that. And this is just something to bring away to buyers. I mean, Jito hasn't even commented on this whole thing about, you know, what they're going to do. So there's that. And yeah, I think, yeah, the thing I'd also say is go is the story. I'm trying to remember what it was called. So if you're going to go read, I suggest going to Times Live, reading the story titled Jito South Africa Quiet on Possibility Warranty Risk with Limited P2 Payload.
Yeah. No, most definitely. But now, is this something that you would put your money on? I'm talking about the Jito T2 IDM. Is this something that Presherman would say, I need to cop this?
You know what? Initially, when it first came on, I thought, of course, I liked it. I liked, even before knowing about this whole thing, I'd buy it. I'd enjoy it. It seemed like a very cool car. But these things just made me think a bit twice. And at 779,000 Rand, there's other options like the Mahindra XUV 700, Subaru Forester, Toyota Fortuna, Mazda CX-5. All of those rivals have more payload. And, of course, yeah, I'd recommend going and reading that story that I mentioned. So that's probably my two cents about it, eh?
No, most definitely, Presherman. Thank you so much for that. But before we let you go, please hit us up with your motoring tip and get us into the weekend with your hot jam.
Thank you, King Bash. So before buying a vehicle, take your time, do your research, compare your options, and make sure it suits your needs. The last thing you want is to make a purchase and regret it when it's too late. You know, and for the classic RIP to Ricky Rick, stay shining.
Most definitely we will. Presherman, thank you so much for coming through once again. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to the listeners out there. Cheers.
And that is Presherman Naidu. Catch him right here every single Friday. And check out his reviews and industry insights, man. Not forgetting the driving impressions. You can also read his work on topspeed.com and ednews.africa. Also, follow him on the socials, Wheels and Journey.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.